Only the man who is born of God really overcomes the world, because by faith he is able to rise above the perishing things of this world and to see things in their true eternal perspective. This is a quote coming to you from the Believer's Bible Commentary. In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Striving for the Mastery. In this particular broadcast, we will use as our main text 1 John 5:4-5, which says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Now, before getting into the broadcast, we want to consider a few things. First of all, allow me to ask you, will you be ruled by the world or by God? To you, shall the world be master or servant? The English theologian Henry Liddon wrote, "The Christian's work in this state of probation is to conquer the world." He called our time on this earth a state of probation. So while on this earth, you are in a state of probation, and it is up to you to decide whether or not you will resist and try to overcome the world, or the world will overcome you. As a Christian, God's will is that you overcome. Who in all the world but the believer on Jesus Christ can thus overcome the world? Okay, getting to our main text, 1 John 5:4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Now, if you noticed, John repeated the phrase, "overcometh the world." He said, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world." It's important to know what he meant by the world. To what was he referring? Okay, first of all, he was not referring to God's beautiful and wonderful creation when he mentioned the world. What he was referring to is the world that Satan has made and is evil. He was referring to the fact that Satan is the god of this world, of this world system, the world of darkness that is antagonistic to the child of God. And that being said, the world is then the greatest foe that the Christian has to encounter. It's a vehement enemy to his soul, to his holiness, and to his blessedness. It's a force to contend with. It's one of the greatest impediments that lies in his way to heaven. Also, we can say, because it's under the dominion of Satan, whatever is in the world is the things of this world. They are adverse to God. It includes everything that would be adverse to God. It's whatever leads us away from God. It's also considered that which absorbs our attention so that we have no leisure to think about anything but itself. It's something that tries to draw our attention away from God, our affection away from the Lord. In 1 John 2:15, John told us, he said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." Don't allow the world to draw the affections of your heart away from God. And James was a lot stronger. He used stronger terminology here. He said, "You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." James told us, he said, that you are not to try to make friends with the world. When you do that, you become an enemy with God. So we see in 1 John 5:4 that John said, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Whatsoever is born of God. Let's look at that for a minute. He's talking about being born again, being born of the Spirit, being begotten of God, where you experience the new birth, and God gives you a new nature. Now, there are many people in the churches today that are not saved. They're claiming to be born again. And they think because they were water baptized, sprinkled as an infant, that they're born again. They go around saying, "I'm born again, I was water baptized." That's not what the Bible's talking about here, and that's not what it means to be born again. There are others in churches today who are saying, "Yes, I'm born again, I joined the church." That also does not qualify you to be born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3:3, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Then in John 3:7, he said, "You must be born again." He was talking about a supernatural act of God. It wasn't anything that man does or that you do. It's something that only God can do. You are begotten of God. You are born of God. He gives you a brand new nature, a new life. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. When you repent of your sins and you surrender your life over to Jesus Christ and you acknowledge him as Savior and Lord of your life, then God does a work in your heart and your spirit becomes alive and you are born again. In John 1:12, John said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." You call upon the name of Jesus, you believe on his name, he gives you the power to become the sons and daughters of God. So John said, whatsoever is born of God, that's who overcomes the world. That word overcome means conquer, conquers the world. By being born again, born of God, you are endued with the Spirit which enables you to rise above the world. You are enabled to overcome worldly tendencies and to resist the pressure that comes from those of the world. You are given divine life, life that is mightier than the life and spirit of the ungodly world. You receive a life and a nature that makes you superior to the world. It makes you victorious over all worldly lures, desires, temptations, and fears. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. It takes more than water baptism and joining a church to overcome the world. You have to be born of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And John went on to say, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. This is the instrument, the weapon, the source of your victorious power that gives you the power to overcome, to conquer, to have victory, to have superiority, to have conquering power over the world. And he says, even our faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith, that's the means That's the instrument. That's the spiritual armor. That's the great weapon of your warfare. When you place your faith in Jesus Christ, that brings you victory over the world. When you're connected to Jesus by being born of God, you're in connection with Jesus. That's what brings you victory over the world. It provides a spiritual weapon by which you can combat both the temptations and the persecutions of a godless society. Faith in Christ enables you to rise above the entanglement and the depression of your present circumstances. It allows you to overcome the world of evil that is all around us. And as your faith grows in strength, the world loses its power. It's so important that you feed your faith by reading the Word, by studying the Word, because the more you grow in faith, the more the world will lose its power. Faith in Christ enables you in the end to be victorious, even against overwhelming odds. Faith removes mountains of difficulty. Faith in Christ overcomes manifold dangers, oppositions, weaknesses, and impossibilities. The NIV Quest Study Bible note said, "To overcome the world, we need the power of Christ that is active in our lives through faith in Him." When you place your faith in Jesus, He releases or makes active His power, and that's how you are able to overcome the world. Then John went on to say in 1 John 5:5, "Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God." Who is he that overcometh the world? Is it you? Are you overcoming the world in your life today? John told us it's he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Only the men of faith who believe upon Jesus, every believer and none else, they are the ones overcoming the world. All else are worldly. They're governed by worldly aims and principles. Unless they have faith in the Son of God, the spirit of the world will reign supreme in their soul in some form. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the one that receives and derives strength from the object of his faith, and that being the Son of God, to conquer the frowns and the flatteries of the world. By putting your faith in the object of Jesus, the Son of God, you receive and you derive strength so that you could go and conquer the world, its frowns and its flatteries. The pulpit commentary said the complete victory over the world can be attained by genuine faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The pulpit commentary also said belief in Christ unites us to Him and gives us a share in His victories, and He has overcome the world. So when you place your faith in Jesus, the Son of God, it unites you to Him, and He gives you a share in His victories. And His great victory, one of His great victories, is He has overcome the world. We see that in John 16:33, where Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." In this verse of scripture, we notice two contrasted conceptions. In me, in the world. This is describing the believer in Jesus Christ. You are in Christ. You are in Him, in living union with Him, in conquering, in His conquering power that causes you to rise superior to all your troubles. But you are also in the world. You are in the world, but not of it. And because you are in the world, a world that's alienated from God, you face troubles, persecution, sorrows, because you're not of the world, but chosen out of the world. Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. What he was talking about, there was the Greek word, it means trouble. You will face pressure that comes to you when you're openly identified with Jesus in this world. The tribulation, it includes distress, persecution, affliction. You will be hated, pursued, persecuted, falsely accused. In the world you shall have tribulation. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That literally means I have conquered the world. Jesus overcame the world on the cross, at Calvary's cross. And because Jesus overcame the world before us, we may look upon it as a conquered enemy. Yes, the world is an enemy to every believer in Jesus. But it's a conquered enemy because Jesus conquered it for us. He completely conquered it and put it into our possession. So believers have nothing to do but to pursue that victory, to claim that victory of Calvary, the overcoming power over the world. Now in closing, I ask you, what kind of tribulation are you facing right now? Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Jesus completely conquered the world. He completely conquered that tribulation or trouble that you are presently facing. Whether it be physical, financial, spiritual, or relational. Maybe some of you are facing physical infirmities. You're afflicted. You're facing diabetes, arthritis, back and joint troubles, or eye and ear problems. Or you're facing financial troubles right now. You don't know how you're going to make it. You might be facing spiritual troubles, fear. You're so taken over by fear, or fear is all around you, or depression, or maybe you're struggling against a bondage or a stronghold. It is God's will that you overcome that trouble, that you conquer it. You're superior to it. You have victory over it. Oh, listen to me. The devil fought this message so hard. This is the second time I'm doing this message. I had to start all over again. The devil is fighting this message. He doesn't want you to hear it. He doesn't want you to know that it's God's will that you overcome that trouble. Whatever you're facing today, God sent me to tell you it is His will that you overcome that trouble. That He didn't allow that trouble to come to overcome you. He allowed it so that you would overcome it. And how are you going to be able to do it? By placing your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. The power of Christ, who overcame the world and its tribulation, becomes active in your life when you place your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Receive this message to you today. Receive this word from the Lord to you today. Let faith arise. Place your faith in Jesus as the Son of God and watch him release his power in you, that tribulation will not overcome you, but you will overcome it. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Striving for the Mastery. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will walk in the truth every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.